很多是我们很久没有见的。
We welcome you all this morning.
我们欢迎你们每一个。
Wow, God is good.
神真好。
For those of us who haven't yet found a seat, I invite us to come and find a seat here.
如果你还没有找到你的位置的话，就可以在前面找一个位置。
Let's take some time to welcome the Lord together, because He is worthy.
我们一起花一点时间去欢迎我们的神，因为他是配的。
Once you've found your seat, I would like to invite you to stand.
当你找到你的位置，我们一起站起来。
Thank you, Mama May, for standing.
谢谢妈妈妹站起来。
Let's stand together as we worship the Lord this morning.
我们一起站立去敬拜我们的神。
Let's welcome him and give him the honor he deserves.
I know you as a friend. You are good to me. You satisfy me with good things. You fill my life with good things. For you are a good, good father. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good.
You're good, good Father.
Your goodness and mercy.
It's running up to me. Your goodness is running up to me. It's running up to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you with my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything.
Here is where I lay it down.
We say we give you permission to do whatever you want in our lives. We give you permission to do everything you want. Need.
Yes, God.
是的，主。
Let's all stand up.
我们可以一起起立。
And let's stay in this place of worship as we offer God our tithes and offerings this morning. Come on up.
我们可以停留在这个敬拜的里面，当我们把十一奉献带上来的时候。
Let's just tell him he is worthy.
我们可以跟他说他是配得的。
God, you are worthy.
主，你是配得的。
Good morning. Good morning.
早上好。
Great morning.
这是一个很美好的早上。
Okay, so it's only a good morning.
这是一个好。
Who's having a wonderful morning?
谁有一个很奇妙的早上。
Okay. It is so good to be together.
我们在一起是何等的开心。
I forgot to introduce you, the visitors in the front.
我忘记来给你们介绍我们前面来探访我们的客人。Welcome
mom and dad back after 5 weeks.
谢谢，欢迎我们的爸爸妈妈五个星期以后回到我们当中。So
yeah, for those of you who are new here, you're here more than they are.
那些新的，你们在这儿可能你们听的比他们还多。We
also welcome more friends. It feels like as summer comes, there's even more and more visitors all the time.
所以我们也欢迎更多的朋友在我们当中，因为好像夏天来了，有更多的朋友来到我们当中。
But it is an honor. I just want to welcome. These friends come by South Africa through United States now to Vancouver.
所以我们来欢迎有一些是从这个南非到美国，然后到我们当中的。
So the whole Emmanuel family, you might stand, you want to come with me, or you could stand.
来，我们欢迎这个家庭。
Henny, Natalie, Daniel, and Zara.
欢迎 Henny一家。
In fact, I'm putting them on the spot.
实际上，我们把它放在那个关注点。
Would you please come and stand with me?
你们能够到这里来吗？
They sent the sacrificial lamb. They just sent one.
他们把那个牺牲的羔羊送过来，这是一个。
This is family.
这是家。
And in more ways than you know.
这是超过我们所知道的。
I'll give you one way.
我给你们一个方式来了解。
He's actually cousins with Papa David.
他是Papa David的这个堂兄弟。
So, and we'll draw you the family tree another day.
我们下回会给你们画一个他们的生命树。
But I really want to hear a blessing and a greeting from this dear heart.
我们真的很想从这个我们亲爱的弟兄的里面来听到他的这样的一个给我们的鼓励。
Will you receive him?
我们能够来领受他吗？
Wow, thank you, Caleb, so much. It's so good to be with you.
谢谢大家，跟大家在一起是非常好的。
I was just reminded that my very first time visiting David, my cousin, you know, very first time visiting Canada, 2005, January 2005, it was.
所以我想到，这其实是2005年的6月份的时候，我是第一次来加拿大来看到我的这个堂兄，这个David。
So David is mysterious to me because he's my cousin, but I also sometimes call him Papa David. So it's like, I don't know how it goes, but in the spirit, he's Papa David. In the flesh, he's my cousin. So of course, we came with David and Ruth to Zion that time, January 2005. And Papa Albert was leading that service this day.
那些的日子的里面呢，是爸爸 Albert 在带领我们。
And today it was it's Jesse leading and facilitating, and it's like amazing.
所以今天呢是 Jesse 他的孙子来带，我们觉得真的是好奇妙。
Of course, Caleb and Carmen and Car, yes, all the names, all like. The kingdom of God is from generation to generation.
所以现在又看到下一代 Caleb 牧师 Carmen 牧师等等 所以真的神的国度是从一代到另一代的
And really we came as a family we came actually this time because of a problem.
我们这一次我们全家来是因为有一个问题
And just David then just pointed me to our precious friends and Lily and Sharon and them they helped us so much sort of this visa issues.
所以这一次呢，我们听到就是我们的家人们从中国来的家人有很多的这个签证上面的事情。
And not only that, our issues with the visas and all of that was solved while here in Vancouver.
不仅是我们的这个签证的问题是在加拿大温哥华被解决。
But on top of that, we had a holiday here in the best summer time.
所以，但是除此以外呢，我们在温哥华是最好的这个季节呢，我们在这里可以度假。
I met with the family, my own family here.
我也遇到我自己的家人。
And just being with you here today, it just from a problem to a big blessing.
所以还有遇见我们这样的一个喜安的家庭，对我们来说就是好像从一个问题进到一个巨大的一个祝福的里面。
So I was just so blessed this morning in the worship, and just that He's our rock. We praise Him. He's our rock. He's our shield. He sees everything. He knows everything in our lives.
所以今天早晨在这个敬拜的时候，我真的是感觉神是我们的盾牌，他是我们的磐石，他是我们所需要的一切。
To be very honest, having the Lord send us to the U.S., it's like, who are we? We say, who are we? We're coming from Africa. Who are we? This is a big nation, and it's just full of issues at the moment, as you know.
所以我们就感觉好像被神猜到美国，就是感觉说我们是谁，到一个这么大的国家，真的有那么多的问题，但是神是实在是很伟大。
So to be very honest, even renewing our visa here, I was like, I was fine either way. You know, they renew it or don't know, not renew it. You know, like Lord, it's. But if you want to send us from here, we are willing to be sent from here back to the U.S.
所以现在呢，我们就在想，不管是神能够来就是持续我们的这个签证，还是不行，我们真的在这里说，主，我们愿意从这里被差遣到美国。
And actually, Caleb, that's what I want to ask you because I'm selfish right now.
因为我现在很自私，所以我们想要请求你们
to send us back from here.
所以想让你们来差遣我们回到我们原来的地方。
We cannot do it.
我们不能够，我们自己没办法这样做。
Really, it's a big nation in turmoil.
It's a big nation. 因为现在是一个这个很大的一个国家，在一个混乱当中。
It's a nation that blessed many, many nations around the world over many, many years.
这是一个曾经祝福到很多很多列国的，很多年来祝福列国的国家。
But it is a nation in turmoil at the moment.
但是现在这个国家在一个不容易的里面。
And we are very humbled that the Lord even sent us there.
然后我们非常被谦卑，感觉神会把我们差遣到那里。
So the first phase going there, the Lord sent us from Africa, from South Africa.
所以我们第一步呢，是神从那个南非把我们差遣到那里。
I sense this time the Lord is sending us from Vancouver, from here, from Zion, from you.
所以现在呢，我感觉神是把我从温哥华、从西安、从这里、从你们当中被差遣。
So please pray for us.
所以请你们为我们祷告。
Please pray for this nation, especially this year, for the U.S. this year.
所以特别的为美国，特别是在今年为他们来祷告。
And we are very thankful for all of you. We love you. You are our family indeed.
所以我们非常感恩你们，你们是我们的家人。
I need to stand here.
我需要在这里跟他同站立。
To alert the whole Zion family to own them and protect them from now on.
所以我们希望整个西安的家庭一起来拥有，而且来保护他们从现在开始。
He's not only Papa David's cousin.
他不仅仅是Papa David的这个堂弟。
He is a son of this house.
他也是这个家的儿子。
Can you say Amen?
我们一起来说Amen。
When did we ordain you?
我们什么时候按牧你的？
It was around the 11/11/2011 gathering.
是在2011年11月11号我们那个对齐的那个聚会的里面。
All of us were here as a family, and Papa David and Papa Gideon felt to ordain us and bless us and adopt us from this family here and send us to the nations.
所以当时呢, Papa Gideon 和 Papa David 就觉得他们要来拥有我们, 然后把我们从这边来,
拆遣出去。 So that was in November 2011.
那就是2011年11月11日。
How many nations have you been to since then?
从那个时候开始, 你去了多少个国家?
Name them.
So many nations, but especially the nations of the Isaiah 19, the Middle East, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Mauritania, Egypt, of course, our own nation, and the rest of the whole Middle East, North Africa area especially.
所以我去了很多的国家,从那个时候开始,包括就是在埃及我自己的国家呀,包括这个以赛亚书十九章的国家呀,很多的国家。
Natalie, can you bring the family here now?
Natalie,
请您和家人带上来。 You two are father and mother to so many.
他们真的是成为这个很多列国的为父为母的。
I find it so, so honored that the Lord will send these ones to be part of Zion.
我真的是很感恩神能够把他们 能够差遣在这里, 成为西安的一部分。
Now, Daniel, that time you were not born, were you?
Yeah, he was.
You was, okay.
那个时候他已经出生了。
He's the same year as my grandson, 15, this year.
He was three then.
You were 3 years old.
Now, 他们来那时候13岁, 现在已经15岁跟我孙子一样了。
It's very appropriate now, my son, together with the father's brother, will send them forth this time.
所以现在真的是我的儿子和全家一起来差遣他们。
So, Papa David, can you join us and those fathers?
Yeah, the team. Come.
所以请 Papa David 和 Mama Lucy 一起来差遣。
Wow.
还有我们的团队。
Yeah.
I'm glad that Papa Gideon called them forward because Caleb's authority was not that great at this time.
我很高兴, Papa Gideon是把那个大家团队都带上来, 因为, Papa, 因为那个 Caleb牧师他现在的这个权柄还没有那么大。
So I love to see the father and the son joining together to take authority in this house.
我真的是很高兴看到就是父子两代一起能够拿起这个权柄在这个家中。
Only one out of four listened, I know. I have much to learn. But it's so important to be, not just to go, but to be sent.
非常重要,不仅仅是我们出去,
and I believe that's a value of this house. That even if God puts something on your heart, it's not just about going, it's about being sent.
所以当神把一个心意放在你心中,不仅仅是你要出去,
so will we send them together?
我们会一起的来拆遣他们,
yeah, let's stretch out our hands.
我们伸起我们的手。
And if you actually know them, relate with them, and you want to come.
如果你认识他们,跟他们是认识他们有关系的, 你就一起上来。
We'll cover them, we'll send them.
我们就一起来遮盖他们,来拆遣他们。
Wow. Father, we thank you that you have brought them to Vancouver in the way that you did.
所以主啊,我们谢谢你用你的方式把我们带到温哥华。
And we know your ways are higher.
我们知道你的道路是高过我们的。
Your ways are beyond our understanding.
你的道路高过我们所能够想到的。
But Father, that is the best way to walk with you.
但是主啊,这就是和你最好的同行的道路。
And we thank you for the surrender of this family to choose to walk in such a way.
主啊,我们为着这个家庭,他们这样的一个顺服来选择这样的行走,来向你献上感恩。
And we know that the steps of the righteous are ordered by you.
因为我们知道义人的道路由你来定夺。
And we know the promise that you put a light in front of our path.
因为我们知道你的应许就是在我们的脚前是有光的。
And so God, we ask that as the blessing of Zion, that you, your presence, you would not send us unless your presence goes before us.
所以我们说我们西安的祝福就是如果神你的同在不与我们同去我们就不去。
So with this blessing of family,
所以领受这样一个家庭的祝福,
may you set feet where Jesus sets his feet.
所以当耶稣他的脚在那里的时候你的脚也会站在那里。
Would you say the words that you hear the Father say?
Would
you walk with those that the Father walks with?
你会去走那些天父走的那些路。
And we bless you in generations.
我们来祝福你们在用世代的祝福。
That the blessing of generations would flow through you.
所以世代的祝福会跟随你们。
And even words that we don't know, let's just lift it up in the spirit, even now. And we say, that the destiny and the purpose of Zion will not be fulfilled unless we walk together.
So, 西安的命定和西安的目的不会成就，除非我们一起的同行。
The global call that He has put on this house.
所以，全球的呼召是在这个家。
Needs you.
我们需要你。
And in the same way, I believe you need us.
我也同样的，我们也相信你们需要我们。
So, Heavenly Father.
所以天父。
As your children.
作为你的孩子。
May the way we walk bring pleasure to your heart.
And
would you release your delight over all of us?
As
your kingdom comes.
愿你的国降临,
as your dreams and your desires and your will is done.
愿你的旨意, 愿你的盼望, 愿你的, 梦想能够在我们当中,
on earth.
葬地上,
through this family.
通过这个家,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Papa David, you're not going too far. Don't get too comfortable in your seat.
Papa David, 你不要走得太远，回到你舒适的椅子上，我们需要你。
I actually really felt to say this morning.
我真的感觉今天要早晨要这样说。
It is my privilege.
这是我的一个尊荣。
As someone who has really shaped who I am.
他就是一个能够把我 塑造成我现在所示的这样一个人。
That Papa David truly is a father.
Papa David, 他真的是一个父亲。
Willing to challenge.
他愿意来挑战。
Willing to say the things that some people might not want to say.
他愿意去说一些的事情是别人可能不愿意说的。
But because it's from a heart of, it's from the Father, it's from Heavenly Father, wanting to grow us.
因为他这样的心是从天父来的，是要让我们能够在。 神里面成长。
And I haven't had too many opportunities to honor him.
我其实还没有很多的机会来尊荣他。
To be able to, we receive from him freely.
我们好像是白白的领受他。
But it's rare that the river goes the flows upstream.
所以其实这个 河流往下流，是往上流。 就像那个三文鱼一样。
But you know, in the same way that I love to know that my parents are in the house, I love it when Papa David and Mama Ruth are in the house.
所以我很高兴我为父为母的在我们当中，妈妈露丝在我们当中。
And I want them to always have the freedom to speak into our lives.
我真的有一直希望他们有这样的一个自由，可以向我们的生命说话。
Not only because they do carry just the sensitivity of the heart of the Father.
不仅他们有天父这样一个敏感的这个心在他们里面。
But it's because they're our family.
而且他们，因为他们是我们的家人。
So I don't want you to ever feel like used.
我不想让你感觉好像是被利用的。
Because we want to walk together and walk with.
因为我们想要跟你们同行。
So thank you for this opportunity for allowing me to say this.
所以谢谢你给我这样的一个机会，让我能够说这些。
And please share your heart.
请你来分享你的心。
Thank you, and the word used is not in the family, because my kids, you get up in the night, you get up in the day, but you never feel used with your own kids.
因为对你们的孩子来说，因为你有时候白天起来，晚上起来，你不觉得你是被利用的，因为你他们是你的孩子。
Just thinking of Hanny and Natalie and Zion as a ascending church, with sons and daughters.
所以想到西安是一个好像差遣的一个教会和这个他们的孩子们。
I think the time is coming soon.
我觉得时间是很快的到了。
When we need to gather all those that look up to Zion as their home.
所以我们要来聚集那些他们看西安是他们的家的。
And through the years, they have been laid hands on, being sent and released.
因为在这些年中，他们被按手、被差遣、被释放。
I think it's time to look up for our children and bring them on a yearly basis to fellowship, to strengthen them, to bless them, and walk with them.
所以现在好像就是一年一年，我们希望把我们的孩子们来，就是给他们加力量，能够跟他们同行。
The highlight of our family is when all the kids come home once or twice a year.
所以在我们家的高光的时候，就是我们的孩子一年回来一两次的时候。
So I don't want to be a church that sends but not feel the connection and the relationship.
所以我不想好像让他们感觉是一个教会被拆解，让他们感觉不到连接，感觉不到关系。
So we need to look into that. How can we facilitate that for all the people all across the world that look up to Zion as this is my home?
所以我们现在所需要来真的有智慧的来帮助，是当因为全球看西安是一个家的时候。
I just arrived from a long trip.
我从一个长途的这个旅行刚刚回来。
I think Gideon and May and myself, they went through Hong Kong. I went through Finland.
所以妈妈Gideon和妈妈May呢，他们是从那个中国过来，我是从芬兰过来。
And I want to give you a good report.
我想给你们一个好的汇报。
That when I was in Finland, I was deeply blessed to see again the investment that John has done in Finland.
所以我在芬兰的时候，我的心很深的被感动，就是当John牧师在那边他所劳苦的，我在那边见证到。It
is beautiful that people older than John call him Papa John.
所以很重要，就是那边的人呢，就拥有这个John牧师，说他是Papa John.
And I want us to own this because whenever the Lord blesses any one of us, it's our blessing, not their blessing.
所以我们这很重要，就是当神在祝福我们当中的每一个人的时候，那就是我们的一个祝福，不仅是他的。And
we are seeing now the transformation of all the years that John has invested into a healthy, deep family.
所以我们就看到这么多年，John在那里他所投注的，现在成为一个家庭。Then
we went to Germany, and the Lord is reconnecting the whole family in Germany with the global family in a very deep way that we have never seen before.
所以就在德国也是一样，神好像建造这样的一个家庭，是很深的建立，是我们从来没见。Then
we were in Armenia together.
然后我们一起到了阿美尼亚。This
is the third trip in 6 months.
这是在短短的六个月间，我们的去了第三次。And
I can't tell you the depth of what we felt in the spirit realm.
我很难给你们来描述我们在灵里面所感受的这样的一个深刻。The
leaders of the evangelical church, they were all present.
因为所有的那些福音派的那个教会，他们都在那里。And
for political reasons, Israel supported Azerbaijan against Armenia.
因为政治的原因呢，以色列呢来就是他支持阿塞拜疆，然后来对付这个阿美尼亚。But
the people of Israel love the Armenian family, but politics overrules all these hard things.
所以其实呢，以色列的民呢是很爱这个阿美尼亚的人民的，但是呢，从政治的角度呢，政府当中他们有一些的不容易。So,
because of the wars with Azerbaijan, many of the Armenians are relocated, lost their homes, lost their land, lost everything.
所以因为这样的一个跟阿塞拜疆的关系呢，所以很多亚美尼亚的人呢，他们就失去他们的家，失去很多的东西。So
the Lord blessed us with the Messianic family from Israel coming and kneeling before the Armenian family and say, "We are sorry, politics aside, our hearts as Jewish people are with you."
所以就是我们的，就是这样的被祝福，就是以色列的弥赛亚信徒跟我们一起去，在这个阿美尼亚的这些人当中呢，我们跪下来请求他们说，那个撇开政治不谈，其实我们的心是跟你们在一起。
Then the Lord opened for all the nations that were there to join with the Messianic family and kneel together because all the nations were kind of indifferent to the suffering of the Armenian people.
所以呢列国呢也跟这个弥赛亚的这个信徒一起跪下来，因为当时就是大家都一样对着这个亚美尼亚他们所受到的这样的一个伤害呢，其实心里都是冷漠的，所以为着这个来悔改。
And there is suddenly a people that have rejected by all the nations. They felt nobody cares. Suddenly overwhelmed by the love of the nations towards them.
所以这些这个亚美尼亚的这些信徒就突然的就感觉在当他们好像感觉没有人整个世界上没有人来关心他们的那个状态呢，突然感到全球的这样的一个爱在他们当中。
So the seed of Zion is multiplying everywhere.
所以锡安的种子是被倍增在各处被倍增的。
Don't look at yourself as we are old, we cannot give birth. Actually, you're still birthing everywhere through your sons and daughters.
所以不要这个喜爱，你不要感觉好像我已经老了，我已经生不出来了。其实你的儿女现在已经是生出很多了。
I'm so blessed to see this is an experiment here. Whatever we live here, we multiply it wherever we go.
所以我们这里就是我们好像在这里所经历的，我们所生活的，在这里所做的，在全球都在倍增。
So, Papa Gideon and Mama May, we thank you for not letting go.
所以谢谢 Papa Gideon 和 Mama May, 你们没有放弃。
And senior pastors, when Gideon was, he was challenged that this is a road that will go nowhere. And he was challenged over and over, but he never let go, and now he sees the fruit of it.
所以就是像我们的这些年长的这些牧者们，为父为母的，当他们看，当别人在挑战他们说，哎呀，你这样走好像走不到什么结果的时候，但他们从来都没有放弃。现在他们看见他们劳苦的功效了。And
Gideon and May are not retiring; they are re-changing the tires, retiring to run faster.
所以，Papa Gideon 和妈妈 May 他们没有退休，而是他们换了他们的胎，能够走得更好。So
I want us to pray for their health, that they can continue faithfully with good health in the nations.
所以我们希望你们大家为着我们的爸爸妈妈祷告，让他们就是有更好的、更健康的，能够来服侍这个全球。
Because it's not how much he says or how much he does. His presence gives a feel in the whole room that these senior fathers and mothers are there. It means it's safe.
所以他们不在乎他们所说的、所讲的，而是他们同在在这里，让我们感觉是安全的这个地方。So
we are blessed to have Papa Gideon, Mama May, Papa Daniel, Papa Lucy, and Papa Albert. I mean, I can go through all the senior ones that have never let go of the vision.
所以我特别要感谢 Papa Gideon, Mama May, Papa Daniel, Mama Lucy, Papa Albert, 还有所有的这些年长的，你们都没有放弃你们的意向，一直坚定下来。
They don't hand the baton. They stay in the field running together with the sons and daughters.
他们不仅仅是好像把那个火炬放给下一代，而是他跟下一代一起同行。
Few years ago, I was in Egypt.
在几年前我在埃及。
Originally, I'm from Egypt, and the time I was there in Egypt in the 80s, it was very hard.
所以我以前在埃及，那个时候90年代在埃及是非常不容易的。
Because people didn't understand what we were talking about.
因为人都不知道我们在说什么。
The churches persecuted us.
因为教会都来逼迫我们。
I remember when articles were written on the national newspaper against me.
甚至我去看那时候在国际那个报纸，那个新闻都是在来反对我的。
Forbidding the people to come to our meetings.
所以不允许人来到我的这个聚会。
I'm talking about the Orthodox, the Pope of Egypt.
我是讲到这是在埃及的主教，这个东正教他们是这样做的。
But as everything, the moment you tell the people don't go, they want to say, what is it that they don't go to?
所以当你说不能去，人家就会说，哎，那是到底是什么？我们想要去。
It drove the curiosity of the people. The Pope is against David. Who is David?
所以大家就因为这样的讲法呢，人反而好奇心被挑起来了。然后那个主教都说，哎，那David到底是谁啊？
So people started coming.
所以人反而
By numbers, theologians came to prove that this is a cult.
所以就是那个神学家进来就说，他们来证明说这个就是一个异教。
I'm saying this to know that all of us have walked a different path than all of you.
We didn't have mentors to cover us and protect us.
So I
remember this theologian that was well known in Egypt coming to prove that this is a cult and the teaching is wrong because the Holy Spirit and the gifts are not for today.
所以那个时候那个埃及的这个神学家呢来到这个聚会上来想要来证明说整个这个是一个异端但是因为当时这个圣灵还没有被认可。So
I didn't know him and he was not introduced to me, but I hear a loud voice of someone speaking in tongues.
所以当时他也不认识我，我也不认识他，但是我听到一个大的声音，是有一个人在说方言。So
I ask, what's happening?
我就问说什么事发生了。They
said the Holy Spirit fell on someone here.
他说圣灵好像跟随着一个人在这里。And
then we discovered that he's the theologian that was coming to prove the...
所以我发现他原来是那个神学家，他来到这里。I
discovered the Holy Spirit has a joy in touching the people that are totally resistant to him.
If you have a
friend from other religions, I want to tell you, 90% of the cases, God will heal him and will not heal you. Don't be afraid to pray for people from other religions because the Holy Spirit is just there to bless them. But many people looked at us as a cult. I carried the shame and the pain of that.
当时就是承载这样的一个羞耻和一个痛苦。And
I felt in my young age, you have strength and energy to push.
我感觉那个时候我好像年轻人有这样的一个精力，有这样的一个心要去来推动。Years
go by and the same people that used to persecute us, now their churches are filled with the Holy Spirit and walking in it.
那些年其实在逼迫我们的那些教会现在他们已经是跟我们同行而且是被圣灵来充满的。
When I go to Egypt now, oh, Father David, would you wash my feet and so on?
所以我来到埃及的时候他们说，哦，那个就是Papa David，我来为你洗脚。So
I'm sitting there in the meeting.
我所以在那个聚会上我坐下。
And the Lord said to me, do you remember those days?
那神就提醒我说，哎，你记得当时那些年吗？
I said, how can I forget them, Lord?
我说，主啊，我怎么可能忘记？
Do you remember the days when they used to call you crazy?
那个时候他们一直说你很疯狂。
So I said, for sure, Lord.
我说，是啊。
He said, why did they call you crazy?
那时候为什么他们要叫你疯狂呢？说你很疯狂。
Then the Lord said to me, it's because I revealed to you something before the time.
因为神说，因为我在这个事情发生以前，我释放这样的给你的东西呢，是在这个时间以前的。
You have to tell me to go. You stopped me, so you have to tell me to go. I like listening. I listen. So, in those days,
所以在那些日子,
you received things.
你领受一些的东西,
even Ruth at this time we were engaged and she said, I don't hear anyone talks about these things.
所以甚至, Ruth也说,我听到你讲的这些东西,我也不是很明白。
You think yourself crazy because nobody is talking about these things.
你觉得你自己很疯狂,因为别人都没有人这样说。
But on the other side,
但是在另外一方面,
the Holy Spirit is witnessing with your spirit, so you're torn inside.
所以,但是另外一方面,圣灵跟你的灵呢,同证,所以你这里面呢,就好像被撕扯。And
that tearing makes you go to the Lord and weep, because, Lord, am I right or wrong? Please help me.
所以那样的一个在灵里面的撕扯，你就会来到神的面前说：“主啊，我是对的还是错的？你来帮助我。”
But you're never sure.
但是你永远都不会很确定。
But you're sure.
但是你确定。
It's a complex. I don't know how to explain.
这是一个很复杂的，我不知道怎么样来解释。
When my mind gets engaged, I'm confused.
所以我的心思意念呢，好像是在这个委身在那个里面。
But when my spirit is engaged, I'm totally at peace.
就是我的心，我的灵也是在那边委身的。我这里面有个很深的平安。My
mind is going through a transformation.
我的心思意念的经历一个改变。But
my spirit knows it was God.
但我的灵知道这是从神来的。A
watchman he wrote something I printed in my mind since I was young. It says, our
minds, our minds understands, but our spirit knows.
所以我小时候就有一个东西印在我的刻在我的里面，就是我的脑子里面明白，但是我的灵是知道的。
Your spirit knows because it's born again.
你的灵知道是因为你是重生的。
Your mind tries to understand, but it will never understand because His thoughts are always higher than our thoughts.
因为你的灵，你的那个心思意念，你想去明白它，但是你不明白，是因为神的道路高过你的道路。
So the Lord said,
他的意念高过你的意念。
Because I revealed things to you before time.
因为神跟我说，因为我在太提前的来，就是启示你。
You were a pioneer.
你是一个先锋。
And people called you crazy.
所以人叫你说你很疯狂。
Look at you now, David. The Lord saying to me,
神就对我说, David, 你看看你现在,
people honoring you, blessing you,
人都很爱你, 很祝福你,
washing your feet,
来洗你的脚,
what do you think?
你现在是怎么想?
If I will reveal,
如果我来启示你,
to you something again,
给你一些的事情, 再一次的来启示你,
that's before time,
也是在这个别人都知道以前,
are you willing?
你愿意吗? 在时刻没有满足以前, 你愿意吗?
To be crazy again.
你愿不愿意再一次的疯狂?
In those days,
在那些时候,
I was single.
我是单身的,
I don't have wife, kids.
我没有太太, 没有孩子,
I don't have name. I don't have people look up to me. I don't have anything.
我没有名声, 也没有人好像, 来仰望我, 我什么都没有。
It was risky. But I was carrying the result of my own risk.
所以那个时候呢, 我自己来承担这样的一个冒险的一个结果。
But today,
但是现在,
many people will carry the result of my risk, my craziness.
很多人来承担我这样的一个癫狂, 很多人来承担我这样的一个冒险。
And to be honest, I hate that.
其实诚实地说, 我憎恨这些。
I hate when other people pay the price for my craziness or my mistakes.
我不愿意别人来承担我的这样一个癫狂，承担我的一个错误。
But this is family, this is life.
但是这是家，这就是生活。
My son one time told me, I said to him, he comes to me, he says, Dad, it's my responsibility, you don't have to worry about me.
有一次我的孩子来到我面前说，爸爸，这是我的责任，你不要为我来担忧。
I'm adult now.
我已经是成人了。
I said to him, how can I separate my heart as a father? You're adult, you're making your own decisions, but when you're in trouble, I don't sleep at night.
我就说，我作为你的父亲，虽然你已经成人了，你自己好像能够做了，但是我如果你做了一件事情，我的晚上我也睡不着觉，我会心里还会想到。
So the question the Lord said to me, are you willing to be crazy again?
所以神在，我感觉神在问我说，你愿不愿意为我再一次癫狂？
And everything passed through my mind.
所以好多的事情就是从我的那个脑子里面走过。
And I said to the Lord, where can I go?
我就跟神说，我能够到哪里去呢？
How can I stop my spirit from connecting with your Holy Spirit?
我怎么能够来停止我的灵跟圣灵来这个连接呢？
I'm willing to be crazy again.
我愿意再一次为你癫狂。
Give me the grace.
给我这样的恩典。
Because the magnitude of my decisions now is far greater.
因为现在我的这个决定所影响的力更大了。
So I'm going through the basic foundations that the Lord has established in my life.
所以我走到就是神在我生命当中所立的那个基本的根基。
And one of these foundations,
那其中一个根基呢?
Is the counting the cost.
就是来数算那个代价。
It's a very common word used in the Bible and very common word used in the church.
所以这是在教会在圣经里面常常用的一个词。
Count the cost.
你能够来数算你的代价。
And when I was growing up,
当我在成长的过程中,
I was totally confused.
我是完全的好像,
how can you count the cost of things you don't know?
你怎么为着你 不明白的事情来数算那个代价呢？我就是很觉得很混乱。
How can I count the cost for a trip that I don't know what the Lord has in it?
When
the Lord spoke to Abraham,
当神对亚伯拉罕说,
he didn't even tell him where he's going. He told him to leave. But he doesn't know where. So how can he count the cost? So what is counting the cost in the Bible then? And that drove me to a place. When you said to the disciples, when it was late and you have 5,000 people in front of you, that's only women, that's not counting the children and the adults,
the
so Jesus looks at them and he says, feed them. So how do I count the cost of this? You didn't even prepare me.
And
even today, in the standards of the day, if you have 5,000, there is no way you can prepare for them. Imagine in those days. What stores you can go to at late at day to go and buy food for 5,000 people, not counting the men and the children? So are you a responsible father to ask me to do something and you ask me to count the cost and it's impossible? So in my young age, when I was growing up, I had this confrontation in my spirit. How do I count the cost? When the Holy Spirit doesn't unveil every detail of the process. And the Bible doesn't talk about that you will know the details before you start. So how do you count the cost? And I want to go to the story that talks about this in Luke chapter. Hello? Luke chapter 14, please. Luke chapter 14, verse 25. It's the discipleship tested by Jesus himself. I will go through the verses because it is the foundation of the principle of counting the cost.
I want you to
see the background, so this is not just a talk between Jesus and the disciples.
So
it's not only for the committed, dedicated, senior or leaders. It's for everyone that is joining the kingdom of God. He established the principles of the kingdom of God. You have to understand, when you get saved, you move kingdoms. You live in the world. But you are not from the world anymore. You change kingdoms. You move from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rules change. Because every kingdom has its rules. And you cannot carry the rules of this kingdom into this kingdom. That's why there is a lot of tearing inside and many Christians, because they moved into the kingdom of God, but they are still living with the rules of the kingdom of the world.
所以这就是很多基督徒他们心里面的失策，因为他们虽然进到神的国度里面，但他们还是在这个世界的这个原则的里面来行事。And
I'm going through that because I want to examine my life based on the foundation of the kingdom of God in the Bible.
所以因为我要来检查我的心，是根据圣经里面神国度的原则。So
here, large crowds were traveling with Jesus. Large crowds. And he lays the kingdom in its purest form before them. Let's go to the next verse. So Jesus looks at the crowd and he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate, the word hate here is not the word like hating, but it's the word you don't prefer your father above God.
所以这边说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱，他那个原文呢，实际上那个爱是指恨。那这个恨不是指我们平时的那个仇恨，而是说，如果你不是爱胜过的话，那就是恨。God
goes first.
神要在最先。So
everything else is second.
别的其他的事情都是次要的。So
it's not the word hate as an active hate, but it's the word of I will not. Here is my King. Here is my Lord.
所以这个恨不是说我要恨我，而是说这是我的王，这是我的。
Even to the point of your own personal life.
甚至在我的个人的生命的层面,
if there is a conflict between my desires and the Lord's, I surrender to the Lord.
如果说在我的心里面的这样的一个期待是和神是不一样的，那我就完全的降服在神的期待里面。
If there is a conflict between my father, I honor them, but I will never prefer them above God.
所以如果是我跟我爸爸的里面有一些的冲突的话，我会来尊荣他，但是我不会把他放在神国度以上。
Let's go to the next verse.
那下一个经节,
and whoever does not carry their cross,
凡不背着自己的十字架,
your cross is part of his cross.
你的十字架,
your cross is part of his cross.
是他的十字架的一部分,
your suffering is part of his suffering.
你的这个, 受苦也是他的受苦的部分,
our suffering is to complete his suffering.
我们的受苦是来成就他,
this is Christianity. Christianity is not a rosy road, but it is a road that is full of the presence of God. Your safety is not that there is no problems, but your safety is God is with you in the problems.
你的安全感不是说你里面你是完全安全，而是神的同在，他带来，他就带来那个安全。Your
safety is not out of the fire that's heated seven times, but your safety is that He is in the fire that's heated seven times.
所以他，你的那个安全就是说 ，Can you say it again?
Your safety is not to get out of the fire that's heated seven times.
所以你不是你的。 安全不是说你离开这个火，而是甚至在这个火窑里面七次的那个火在当中。
But your safety is in the fire.
但是你的安全是在火中。
As long as he's in the fire.
只要他在这个火中。
Your safety is in the boat. As long as he's in the boat, even when the waves are troubling you.
所以你的安全，如果你在船上的话，甚至这个你感觉到那个摇晃，但是他在你船上，你就是安全的。
Your safety is not to escape the lion's den.
你的安全不是。
If he is in the lion's den, safety is where he is, not what we know in the world. Christianity is not rules to follow. Christianity is a person, and when that person is, that's my safety, that's my provision, and that's my health.
他在这里，这就是我的安全，这就是我的供应，这就是我的好处。Let's
continue. I wish I knew Chinese. I could have followed it, but let's go to the next verse.
那我们走下一节。So
now Jesus is going to talk to them plainly.
所以现在呢，神要很直接的。 Okay.
Let me talk to you the way you understand.
让我现在用你明白的方式来告诉你。So
one of you who wants to build a tower. What is logic? What is wisdom? Before you start building the tower, You sit down and count the cost. You estimate how much will take to finish that tower. If you have enough, then you start. If you don't have enough, don't start. Otherwise, people will laugh at you. Is that wisdom? And everyone said yes. Next story. If you suppose a king is about to go to war, so he's using two stories now. One is about building a tower, and one is about a king with a war.
So if
you have 10,000 soldiers, and your enemy has 20, so you sit down, look at the plan, can you win with 10,000 over the one with 20,000? If you cannot win, then don't kill your soldiers. Don't go to war. Then the next one. He's shifting now. Was that wisdom in the kingdom of the world? Was this wisdom? If you don't have enough money, don't start. If you don't have enough soldiers, don't go to fight. Is that wisdom? I'll tell you the wisdom of my kingdom. In the same way, if you don't give up everything, it is not to count what you have. It's to give up what you have. My kingdom, feed them. What do you have? Five loaves and two fish. Bring them here. What do you have? I have this. Bring them here. The kingdom of God is not seeing if you have enough. The kingdom of God is giving what you have. And trust Him. And trust Him. Because He knows how to multiply. He knows how to bring the fish. If your dependence on your health, on your body, If you're able or not, give it up. Surrender. You say go. My health says impossible. I will surrender that. I will surrender my strength. I will surrender my language. I don't know how to speak. I stutter. And God became angry with Moses. Who created the mouth to speak? You tell me when I tell you go, you tell me you're a stutter. When I tell you go, you tell me I don't have finances. When I tell you go, you tell me my health is not good enough. The kingdom of God is not about what you can do. It's about hearing His voice and surrendering in obedience. And the first thing the Lord will ask you, what do you have? And when you surrender what you have, His resources becomes yours. When your resources becomes His, His resources becomes yours. I don't care. God doesn't care.
about what you have.
你有什么?
When he speaks.
当他说的时候,
when he speaks to you.
当他向你说的时候,
and your spirit grasps it.
你的灵就抓住,
everything. Everything in heaven and earth will move to fulfill that. Your shame. Who will ever listen to me? I'm full of shame. Surrender that. The woman at the well. Full of shame. Goes in the most inconvenient time to find water. Why? Because she doesn't want anyone to see her. She's full of shame. She married and the one she's living with is not even her husband. And this woman, Jesus goes along, speaks to her, transforms her. She meets everyone in the village. Why? Because her shame has been surrendered. She faces everyone. I'll tell you, someone has told me everything I have done. We don't even know the name of this woman. It's not even written in the Bible. But she changed the whole city. The whole city changed. And it's not just a normal city. It's a Samaritan city that is totally against the Jews. The kingdom of God is not about what you can. The kingdom of God is about what he can. Because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Even Paul prayed to the Lord. The Apostle Paul prayed to the Lord. Take this thorn away from me. And he will pray. And the Lord will say, my grace is sufficient. Three times. And the Lord will say, my grace is sufficient. But I want to say to you, his grace was sufficient. Paul did not cancel a trip because of the thorn of the flesh. God is above your cancer. God is above your weakness. God is about your flesh weakness. I'm not waiting for him to heal me so I can fulfill his plan. Because his grace is sufficient. When you are weak, say it again. When you are weak, that's when you're strong. He doesn't want your strength. He wants your weakness. So the glory will go all to him. And he's speaking to the crowds, the multitudes, not only the leaders, not only the apostles, everyone. And you and I are part of this. All of us. If you don't give up all, you will not experience the kingdom of God. If you don't give up all, when the Lord speaks, don't count what's in your pocket. Don't count what's in your bank account. When the Lord speaks, say, here am I, Lord. I was very surprised to see the worship team today, all the songs that they were singing. Actually, I was not planning on speaking about this. But yesterday we had a meeting in our home. And I shared the principle of this. And Rebecca comes to me this morning and she said, will you be able to share about it again? And I'm listening to all the songs. Do you remember the songs that you sang today? Tell me one of them.
其中的一个。
Surrender all.
把一切的都降服。
Kim didn't know, and whoever was choosing the song didn't know that I didn't know that we were speaking about this even this morning.
我不知道谁选的这歌，我也不知道今天我会在这儿讲。
But that to tell you.
但是我要告诉你们。
On the mouth of two or three.
在两到三个的见证的口中。
The word is established.
神的话语就这样设立了。
I'm not here to teach you.
我在这里不是来教导你们。
I'm here to tell you.The Lord is asking us to be crazy again.
是，我要告诉你们，神说你们要再一次为我癫狂。
You remember when you gave it all to follow the Lord?
你记得你曾经放下一切来跟随神。
Chinese family.
华人的家人。
I went through the trip that we did to tell you your seed is alive.
我要告诉你们，我去的那个旅程的里面，你们的种子是活着的。
It is alive.
还是活着的。
I witnessed it with my own eyes.
我用我的眼睛亲眼的见证了。
The Lord is bringing people from all over the world now.
神现在把全球各样的地方带到人家来。
Not to join the numbers so we can sit on chairs.
不是我们好像是只是。那个数字集中在一起。
These are apostolic, prophetic mantles that have come from the nations.
这些就是使徒的、先知的这样的一个神的一个就是 mantle 能够来传递过来的。
Let us live the kingdom of God.
让我们来活出神的国度。
Let us take risks again.
让我们再次的来冒险。
What if I fall?
如果我跌倒。
I will get up.
我会起来。
If I fall again.
如果我再一次跌倒。
I will get up.
我会再次起来。
I will not.
我不会。
Accept a lukewarm Christian life.
我不会来。
I want to be radical in my life. I want to be radical. I want to be crazy again. And I don't care if you call me crazy. It's an honor to be crazy for God. I remember when I was young. And my teacher, psychiatry teacher. I was going up to the lecture. And he happened to be going up at the lecture with me. So he was on the same steps. He's a very nice man from another religion. Very, very well respected in the Middle East. One of the top psychiatrists. And he has a fatherly heart. And our culture, so he put his arm around me. And we were going up the steps together. And then he looked and I was wearing a badge. And on the badge it said, My God is not dead. I just talked to him this morning. My God is not dead. And then the proof is, I just talked to him this morning. So he looked at it. And he looked at me. Then he looked at it. And then he looked at me. And he says, David, these are the patients we treat in the hospital. those that say they hear God. Do you see visions? Do you see angels? Do you see things that are not existent? Do you see things that are not real? I said to him, yes. Because the invisible is more real. I don't need to see it with my natural eyes. I see it with my spiritual eyes. He said, these are the patients we treat in the hospital. And I want to say, the world will be against you. Once you begin to move in the fullness of the kingdom of God. We will never be perfect. We will never do it right. You will always have that wrestling inside. Is this you, God? Is this you? And the Holy Spirit will give you comfort. Peace. The peace, Philippians 4, 2. The peace that surpasses all our understanding. Surpasses. all your understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Surpasses your understanding. Your mind does not understand. But your spirit knows. And this is the time to step out of the boat again. To step out of the boat again. And begin to walk on the water. The world does not need to see strong Christians. The people need to see Jesus.
世界不需要看到那些强壮的那些基督徒，而是要看到耶稣。
I gave up on my strength.
我为了他，我放下我的这些力量。
I said, Lord, when I'm weak,
我说，当我软弱的时候，我见到你的荣耀。
Then I am strong.
现在我是强壮的。
Because your power through me. Christ in us. And the more I die, the more I surrender, the more I give it all. And that's what the worship was about.
Today.
So Kim, can you come again with the team? Let us sing one of the songs. And I don't want you to speak it inside. I want you to speak it outside. There is power in the spoken word. When you speak, Romans 10, says the heart believes,
心相信,
and the mouth declares.
口来宣告,
when you declare
当你来宣告,
what your heart believes,
你用你心所相信的来宣告,
there is a ceiling in the heavenly realm.
所以在天上有一个存封,
so maybe if your spouse is here, if your friend is here, tell them.
如果你的配偶在你周围, 你的朋友在你当中, 你告诉他们,
I want to be crazy again for God. I want to give it all. I'm not saying give your money. But it's not yours from this moment on. When you give away, it means that you relinquish the right that this is yours. You give the Holy Spirit the right to say whatever He wants. Your time, you relinquish the control of your time. You relinquish the control of your future. Not my will, but yours be done. I relinquish. You're still a steward of your time, of your finance, of your future. We're not giving it away. But we're surrendering it to the one that owns it anyway. I'm going back to our first commitment when we got saved. I am yours.
我是你的,
my time is yours.
我的时间是你的,
my finance is yours.
我的经济是你的,
my reputation is yours.
我的名声是你的,
I surrender all.
我把这一切都降服。
And if I will be persecuted,
如果我被逼迫,
it's part of carrying the cross and following you.
这也是跟背着自己的十字架来跟随你的一部分。
We have a safe family here that we can consult with and discern together.
我们有一个安全的家,
we have a family here with mature Christians that can discern together with you. You're safe. You're safe in the family. And you're safe with Him, with our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord is asking you, are you willing to count the cost? And counting the cost in the kingdom of God is, are you willing to relinquish your right? Your right to your wife? To your husband, to your children, to your finances, to your time, to your health, to anything,
任何的,
I'm yours.
我是你的,
I'm yours.
我是你的,
and if this is your heart, whatever you feel to do,
如果这是你的心, 这是你想要做的,
if you want to speak to someone,
如果你想跟周围的人说,
you need to verbalize that.
你需要说出来,
either you speak to someone or declare it in the middle of the worship. Out loud.
如果你跟人说, 或者在敬拜的时候, 向着神来说,
you're going to be crazy anyway, so we might as well start here.
所以你再一次, 既然你要再一次的癫狂, 你也可以再一次的这样说,
because I want to break the intimidation in the body of Christ.
因为我在基督里面来除掉我所有的惧怕,
I want to break the political correctness in the body of Christ.
断开在这个基督的身体里面那个政治正确的那一块。
Otherwise we will never live the book of Acts.
不然的话我们没有办法活出使徒行传。
You will be beaten. You will be persecuted.
你要被打, 你会被逼迫。
But watch out.
但是你看,
the glory that will accompany us will be by far the greatest experience you will have.
所以但是你会看到那个荣耀是与你同在那样的一个经历是你从来没有经历的。
So Father,
所以天父,
we give you the right to what you have purchased on the cross.
主啊, 我们给你那个权柄, 是你在十字架上所买赎的。
You purchased us.
你赎回了我们。
From every color, tribe, nation, and tongue.
为着每一个族类, 每一个语言, 每一个,
and you made us a kingdom of priests.
你让我们成为国度的祭司。
We renew that decision with you today.
我们今天再一次来跟你更新我们这样的一个决定。
The decisions that once we made when we became Christians.
当我们成为基督徒一开始跟你这样定的这样的一个心意。
We renew it.
我们今天来更新它。
Whatever you say,
不管你说什么,
you will have.
你会得着。
Whatever you desire,
你所期待的,
you will have.
你会得着。
Whatever the cost,
不管什么样的代价,
your grace is sufficient.
你的恩典是足够的。
And if you didn't do that commitment before,
如果你没有曾经, 你没有做过这样的一个委身,
it's your time to say it afresh.
今天是一个你新鲜的跟神说的一个机会。
Lord, I throw myself into the kingdom of God.
主啊,我把我自己放到神的国度的里面。
I relinquish all my rights.
主啊,我取消我一切的权柄。
You are my king and our king.
你是我的王,你也是我们的王。
Jesus, no. As we continue to respond, if you, maybe you had a chance, maybe you didn't, but to verbalize your yes.
也许你没有这样的机会，好像真的开口来说你的 yes.
Maybe grab a hand of the one you came to church with.
所以可能你去抓住那个跟你一起来教会的。
And let heaven hear the desires of your heart that we say yes.
让他们听见你的里面的那个渴望是说 yes.
I'll give us a few more minutes to respond, and then I will pray a prayer over all of us.
所以我们给大家一些时间，能够来这样的回应，然后我们会给大家一起的来一个祷告。
But that we make sure before we leave, we let heaven know that our heart is yes.
所以要让我们知道，我们来离开的时候，要让天堂知道我们的回应是 yes.
For from you are all things, to you are all things.
因为一切都本乎你，依靠你，都归于你。
So take a few minutes.
所以花一些时间
There's something corporate when we say this together.
就是当我们在一起来说的时候，有一个是我们集体的，要来释放的。
We have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided.Follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. One more time, we have decided,
we have decided to follow Jesus, we have decided to follow Jesus,
we have decided.Father, I pray for our house.
主啊，为我们的家来祷告。
And together we say, "As for me and my house."
我们一起来说，至于我和我的全家。
We will serve the Lord.
我们要来侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
我们要来侍奉我们的主。
All my life, you have been faithful.
主啊，在我的一切的生命当中，你是那信实的一位。
All our lives, you've been so good.
在我一生当中，你都一直是美善的。
With every breath that we are able,
每一个呼吸我们所能够的
we give our yes. We give our yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.